Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
First of all, tell me who are you? What is this?
This is a customer support line that serves several products such as keto, meal enhancement, skin care, and CBD products.
Well, I found this bill on my MasterCard, and I didn't order anything. I don't even know who you are.
Zip code in order to locate an account, ma'am.
Zip code 88061.
Your first and last name?
Antonia Moretti.
Thank you for that information as well. I have located an account. May I please have your shipping address for security measures?
My what?
Your shipping address.
209 East 35th Street in Silver City, New Mexico, 88061.
Thank you for that information as well. I am showing on March 24th, you placed an order for the Elivria face cream, and you paid $670 for the shipping of the product. That product increases collagen and smoothens your skin. Do you recall placing that order?
Not that I know. Well, what is this for $92.90?
Okay,
I didn't order any.
I have to first get past the $670. So, do you recall placing the order where you paid the shipping of the $6.70?
Okay, fine. But why am I getting? Why is this for $92.90?
Okay, ma'am. So when you initially placed the order on March 24th, it did state that it's a 14-day trial where we shipped the 30-day supply.
No, we didn't, because I looked at everything, and it said nothing about anything else.
Okay, ma'am, I'm trying to assist you, so I do expect the same respect that I provided once you were speaking. So when you initially placed that order on 324, it stated that it was a 14-day trial where we shipped a 30-day supply of the product to see if it's something that worked for you. And in the event that the product didn't work or you did not wish to continue, it also stated that you had to call back within that 14 days to cancel to avoid being billed for the price of the initial product that you received during that trial period. So that's why you
were billed
$92.90. Where did it say
that? Where did it say that?
On the website.
No, it didn't. No, it did not. Because I searched for it. It did not. Then what is this $92.90 for? What's the $92.90 that you're billing me for?
Okay, ma'am, I just stated what the $92.90 was for. The $92.90 is for the retail price of the initial product that you ordered, because the trial has ended for the 14 days.
Uh-huh.
What I can do for you is I can provide you with a 30-day billing hold, which allows you time to actually continue to try the product before you decide to cancel.
I don't even know if I've received that product, to tell you the truth. You have to excuse me, but I have so many things on my plate right now. I have a husband who is an almost total invalid. He's about to go back into the hospital, and I don't even remember receiving anything.
That order was delivered to the address you provided to me on March 29th.
March 29th?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Please just bear with me for a second, okay? Because I really have to find out whether I have received. It may have been delivered. That doesn't mean that I got it. These things have happened before, but I can't afford $92.90. Are you kidding?
Okay, I won't be able to tamper with the charge because it is outside of that 14-day time frame. Do you know anyone else willing to try the products for a 35% discount?
Well, is there any way that if I do have the product, which honestly I don't know, can I send it back?
No, ma'am, we do have a zero return policy.
I see. Well, wait a minute. I can't return it, yet you're telling me I had 30 days to try it?
No, ma'am, that's not what I stated. I stated it was a 14-day trial. So we don't ask you to send the product back. We only ask you to call into counsel within the 14 days to avoid being billed.
Well, to tell you the truth, none of this was anywhere that I can remember. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I remember I searched. Now, look, this is the second time that a company has done this to me. And I hate to tell you this, but I'm not paying you the $92.90. I'm not. I am not.
Okay,
no.
So have you filed a dispute on that?
I'm going to, because I don't even know who the hell you are. Pardon me. Totally new diet for life.
Well, I have explained who we are. I have explained what you've ordered. Now I will explain that with you filing the dispute with your bank, what's going to happen is they are going to provide to you the money back. But, however, they will open an investigation. Once they open that investigation, they have to contact us, and we have to provide them over the evidence of the terms and conditions, as well as
mm-hmm.
the IP address of where you placed
well,
the order.
I don't care. I'm not paying you.
Okay, well,
because
ma'am, I didn't interrupt you. Hello.
Well,
okay,
pardon me, but
yeah.
You better cancel anything else.
Okay, so as I was stating, ma'am, so with you going to your bank to file that dispute, then once they contact us, then they are going to rebill your account for the same
just
amount.
Just a second. Okay, never mind that. Yeah, I understand all that. I know how that goes. But
okay,
is there anything else I have to cancel now? Is there anything else I have to cancel so I don't receive anything else from you?
I'm going to cancel the account. Give me a moment.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I did go ahead and have
That's
the account canceled. I spoke to my supervisor. She's able to provide you with a 35% refund. It takes 3 to 5 business days to see the refund back to the account. Is there anything else I'm able to assist you with?
Well, just a minute. If you're giving me a discount, then oh, I see.
I didn't say that it was a discount. I said that it was a refund.
Okay, $92.90. Minus 30%?
Minus 35%.
Oh, 35. Okay. So my actual bill would be, please tell me how much.
$60.38.
Okay. So I would get a, all right. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm really sorry, but this is a total misunderstanding, so what can I say? Thank you. I appreciate your time. Please stay safe.
Yes,
and
ma'am,
I hope,
you as well.
And I hope you have... You have happier customers than me from
I
now
hope so
on.
As well, unless
I'm
it's going to
so
be a long night.
Okay. You take care, all right?
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you for contacting customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.